Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 372 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hope you're doing well. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Kirkland.
Hi, Pat. This is Kirkland. I own a cell phone accessory store called PhoneSociety.com, as well as I've started a podcast with my friend Ty called Empowerment Through Knowledge. And one thing that I've struggled with is trying to find where do I get the data to see how my podcast is doing. Like, how do I see the downloads? How many people subscribe? I did notice that you have that available on the site that you put in the monthly income reports, but I don't. I've been researching for months and have not been able to find out where that information is placed. I love AskPat, love Smart Passive Income. Keep up the good work, and I hope my question gets answered. Thank you.
Hey, Kirkland, thank you so much for the question. And this truly hits a spot for me, your question, because podcast statistics, podcast analytics are still in the Stone Ages, really. And as you know, you're looking for information about your podcast, and even simple things like the number of downloads or the number of subscribers, or you know, how much listening time is there on your episodes in general. It's not very easy to find, and some of that information isn't available just because hosting solutions are not keeping track of those things. They don't have things like with video. For an extreme example, Wistia.com is a great, an amazing video hosting platform that I use myself for a lot of courses and things like that. And they help you keep track of so many things from each and every individual person. For example, if you have a membership site, you can keep track of who's watching what videos. You can see how far they've gotten through each videos. You can see how far most people get through your videos, when they're engaged, when they're not, when they're taking action, all those sorts of things. And with podcasts, literally, you just know if you got a play or not, and that's it. And even subscriber numbers, you kind of have to not make things up, but almost calculate them or take a guesstimate, an educated guesstimate of what you have. Now, there are some services available that can, or that claim that they can help you figure those things out, but it's a lot harder to do and figure out and know if it's for real. I use a service called FeedBurner on one of my feeds because it's an old school feed service provider from Google that got kind of left behind, but it's still alive. And for those of us who have used it way back in the past, a lot of us just don't want to change from it because things are still working, although it's not quite supported as it used to be. But FeedBurner tells us a few things in terms of how many subscribers we have to our show based on a lot of analytics between Google and iTunes and Stitcher and other places. And honestly, that number fluctuates by the thousands every day, and it's not true. So I don't even look at those numbers anymore because they're just ridiculous. Truly, if you want to get download numbers, for example, let's just start easy. You go to your hosting provider, whether it's Libsyn or SoundCloud or any other hosting provider who is hosting your audio files. Hopefully you have a host other than your own domain host, which is helping you serve your podcast because of the bandwidth issues and things like that. Plus, you just want to make things quick and easy and use a service like Libsyn or SoundCloud or Podbean. And there's a bunch of other ones. All of them will tell you how many downloads you have or how many plays each of those episodes have had. And that's great data to know. You can see things like which episodes were more popular than others, how many you get per day, which episodes are hot button points, which ones maybe not, which ones are accelerating more than others, and those sorts of things. So those are great. That's great information. You can see how many total downloads you have, and that's obviously important if you want to start introducing sponsors onto your podcast. Those are numbers that they need. Subscribers is a different story, and you're going to have to sort of deduce how many subscribers you have based on the download numbers that you have. And I can't remember the exact formula that was taught to me by Cliff Ravenscraft, but it's sort of looking at, for example, how many. So once you start posting more episodes, you can look a day or two after you publish an episode and see how many downloads those episodes have had. And then you can do that the next time you come out with an episode. And then from there, you can sort of take an average to see how many people are subscribed. Because when people subscribe, they get those episodes automatically pushed to them, no matter what sort of player they're using or feed service they're using, iTunes or other, to listen and download those podcasts. But they get automatically pushed, and that'll give you an idea, at least a minimum, in terms of the number of subscribers that you might have for your podcast. Now, when you're just starting out, the most important thing that you want to do is make sure that you are getting downloads. And then as you are going into more episodes down the road, that you are hopefully increasing those download numbers over time. Older episodes are getting more downloads, meaning people are finding your new episodes and going back into time and finding and discovering your older content, which is important. And the average number of downloads you get after, or the day after your new episodes come out, is increasing as well. That's, you just want to keep increasing. I mean, I think a lot of people get too bogged down in the numbers and, oh my gosh, you know, how many do I have of this? Well, as long as you are always increasing, that's good. And if you are not increasing, if you're decreasing, you want to figure out why. And this is, again, because the analytics are so hidden and secretive in iTunes and all those other platforms, it's really difficult to figure out what to do. But the most important thing you can do is talk to your audience, discover what they like, and do more of that. You can get some of that based off of the numbers, like you'll discover which topics seem to get a higher download count, which is important, and which guests, for example, who come on your show draw in a lot of audience members, and you can then reach back out to them and say, hey, your episode was popular, awesome, thank you so much again for being on the show. If you wanted to share this, here is the link. You can get more downloads that way and more exposure. But again, talking directly to your audience, talking to people who have listened to your show, actually getting feedback from your audience, whether it's through a survey or even a one-on-one conversation through Skype, that's going to give you a lot of information, and that's going to give you the best information in terms of telling you how your podcast is doing. So the analytics and the numbers are important, but the thoughts, the feelings of your subscribers, of your listeners, are most important. And if you can make that experience great, the listener experience great, all those numbers are going to increase over time anyway. So Kirkland, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for the question today. We're going to send an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much again for listening in today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. And here's a quote to finish off with Michael Jordan. He said, "Earn your leadership every day." I try to do that and hope you do that too. Cheers, take care, and I can't wait to serve you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.